If you're ready.
State clock is going to call this meeting of the Water District to order. Nobody here for public comment. Item number one is the consent agenda.
I make a motion we approve this printed.
Have a motion?
Second.
Have a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Yeah, we do. Hey, Nemo, Tim just pointed something out. We, actually, when we call to order, we need to call to order for a public hearing on this, 2018-2019 budget.
Is that going to be item number two?
Yeah, it's just, but we, I think we just have to announce that it is, actually a public hearing.
Okay.
That we're having on the, budget, and it will be item number two.
Okay, we're going to call for a public hearing on the 2018-2019 budget. We need to do anything else?
No, we, I think that's good. We can just do the consent agenda.
Item number two is the budget.
We talked to, this budget is just almost exactly like the budget that I presented to you last week. I think we talked about adding a little bit for our retiree COLA. What we ended up finding out about that was that what you can either, every year, you can make your decision on whether you want to do a COLA or not. You don't have to, once you start doing them, you don't have to continue doing them. You can do them once every 5 years, you can do them once every 3 years, you can do them once every 10 years, or you can not do them at all. And you can do them at any percentage. You have to do them in percentages, and they recommend that you either do it in percentages of 1% or 2%, or what have you. But what I've done in this is I've just figured a 1% COLA for the retirees for this, a one-time COLA this year, and we can, and you guys can make decisions on that as we proceed, whether you want to skip a year, skip 2 years or 3 years, whatever you want to do. So it's, you know, you're pretty flexible with the way that you handle this, and you know, it'll get funded if you do the 1% COLA like I budgeted for. It'll get funded this year, and then that'll be it. From now on, it'll be figured in our calculation. Other than that, we did get actual numbers from Wes. I think Wes had it till the end of this month to give us our certified roll, but he gave us our certified roll last week. So this budget is based on the actual certified roll. We lost about $3,000 in revenue, but values came down just a little bit, and it ended up causing us to lose $3,400, I believe. That ended up coming out of the extension budget. So other than that, everything's exactly the same as what we went over last month.
Where would we find that adjustment on the COLA that you mentioned?
That adjustment was made on the very first thing that you see on that first page where it says office and administration.
That's where it is.
It's built into that $482,000. Okay. Do you remember what the amount was?
It was a little over $5,000, I think.
Little over $5,000.
Yeah.
A little over $5,000. It caused that number to go up about $5,000.
Well, we don't have to take action, you say, on this budget. It's just a public hearing.
This is a public hearing. Yes, we're going to approve this budget. This is the public hearing to approve this budget.
Okay.
Now, this budget is based on a 0.29 tax rate. After we approve this budget, we'll set the proposed tax rate for
12.9 or 2.9.
It's 12.9.
Yeah.
0.19, same as it was last year.
Okay.
We'll propose that rate, and that rate will stand as proposed through August and into September, and we'll approve that tax rate in September. We'll have a public hearing on the tax rate and approve it in September.
So we're not doing the tax rate, we're just doing the budget today.
Well, we're not setting the tax rate. We're proposing the tax rate. On the second page of this too here, I've got the timeline laid out that we, follow.
Yeah, I see that now. That's good.
We did the preliminary, we looked at the preliminary budget last month. We received our certified appraisal roll on the 29th from Wes, July 9th. Today, we're going to adopt this 2018-19 budget and set the proposed rate. Like I said, this budget is built on a 0.129 tax rate, same as last year. When we got that certified roll from Wes, it was down just a little. The value was off just a little bit from what he had given us in the preliminary, and so we had to lower the budget $3,400.
So, for clarification, we are not raising taxes.
Not raising taxes. We could raise taxes. Our rollback rate is based on the average value of the value of the average home in Somerville County. I think the value of the average home went up about 3.5%. So we could raise our taxes 4.5% without triggering a rollback. I mean, we have a cap of a combination of the increase in the average appraised value plus what number it takes to get to 8%. But we're not doing that. I mean, I'm not proposing that.
Well, we're fortunate not to be looking at that, I think.
Yeah.
I make a motion we adopt the budget as printed.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
We're adopting the budget and the proposed tax.
No, right now, that's
just
the next.
The budget.
Yeah, the proposed tax rate's the next agenda item.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Tab 3.
Tab 3 is the proposed tax rate. Last year's proposed tax rate of 0.129 raised the district $2.9 million from a total tax value of $2,291,000.
Should we have considered the retiree pay and that other? I know it's in that budget, but should we consider having it at what period of time? They said we had to give a time period. Like that, a 3-year period, 5-year period, or 1 year?
Yeah, I just budgeted for one.
We'll do it again next year.
Yes, sir. Okay. We'll do it again. And actually, we budgeted for that, but that doesn't occur till December. That's when we have the opportunity to make that change. So it'll be in the budget. We're budgeted for one time 1% increase.
Yeah, we looked at several different 10-year.
Yeah.
But basically, if I'm understanding you right, you say 1% equals $5,000 a year under the current deal. And when we approve this budget, it's automatically we're going to do the 1% in the next budget year. And that $5,000 is going to be ongoing every year from now on. It's not just one time. It's going to increase our contribution to them, that $5,000 a year from now on.
Yes.
Unless we change it.
Mm-hmm. Unless we
change it.
Unless we add another one.
Right.
And then it'll be a cumulative total of $10,000. If you add another one, it's a cumulative total of $15,000. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
How you see it?
If there's one more retire, it wouldn't double it, would it?
No. I'm saying if we did 1%,
right,
this next year, it's going to be $5,000 for that budget year.
It has a cumulative effect.
But once we enact that COLA, that 1%, that $5,000 is going to be added in 2020 also.
That's not my understanding of it. My understanding, I think it's a one-time deal. I think that $5,000 funds that COLA for the life of those two retirees. I don't think we get hit again with it next year. I think it's a one-time contribution.
That's right, because there's no way 1% is $5,000
right
in 1 year.
That makes us whole.
For the life of
those two retirees, just those two.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a one-time deal.
I'm with you. I got you. And so they never assess us again for that COLA.
No, we pay it one time, and that pays us up
For life of whoever's on that retirement, we gave the 1%.
Until they go away.
Very good. That makes better sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll clarify that, but I'm about 95% sure that's right.
But by approving this budget, you're automatically in the new budget year going to give the COLA to those retirees.
Right.
Okay.
Because our budget, you know, when they tell us that our budget is 98% funded, that's because we've paid 98% of the money that it's going to take to fund that budget for everybody that's on it. And this still keeps us at 98% funded.
Right. And so it's a lump sum payment on our part, then they distribute it out
right.
over the life of those retirees.
That's correct.
That makes sense. Very good. Great.
Back to tab 3, 2018 proposed tax rate.
Like I was saying, this year's certified tax value is down $35 million to $2.255 billion. We'll generate $3,400 less revenue than we did last year at the same rate. You know, we're making up that $3,400 in our two or three different ways. One, we're selling more water. Two, we're earning a lot more interest on our accounts. So we're making up that $3,400 and able to continue to operate at that same tax rate of 0.129. Second page there is that's the certified roll Wes brought in last week. The third thing is our tax rate history, and it's something that, you know, I look at this and we can go back all the way to 2003. That's when we first set a real tax rate. We set it at 0.12, thinking that was a number that was going to allow us to build this project out, and it, for the most part, it has. I mean, we've stayed right there around 12 cents since 2003. Most taxing entities don't, you know, they haven't done that over the last 15 years, but we have. A couple of years there where we had higher values, we were able to drop down to 11 cents, and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to do that in the future. But for now, you know, it's taken the 0.129 for us to work, but, you know, I think we have a pretty good history of sticking with the tax rate that we initially set and making it work for us.
I love it.
I do too. I make motion we use the proposed rate. We don't even need a motion on that.
Yeah, we need a motion on that. We've got to set that proposed tax rate.
Okay.
Because that proposed tax rate is what will go in our ad in the paper that shows
yes.
that spells out how what the rollback rate is and everything.
Okay. Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Tab 4, General Manager's Report.
One other thing I was going to say about that budget we just set. $1.1 million of that goes toward our debt services, paying our bond. And I had Kim look on Friday. Our bonds are get paid up on 2030. So after we're going to make a payment in September, after that September payment, we've only got 12 years left on our bond. After this payment that we just budgeted for next year, we'll only have 11 years. So I mean, we're getting close to halfway on our bond payment. You know, the year that we pay those bonds off is the year that we have $1.1 million in excess revenue that we can do whatever we want to with it. You guys can drop the tax rate at that point, or we can start building reserve for other capital improvements. But we'll have lots of options once we hit that point. But we're getting close to being halfway on that. My general manager's report, I was going to talk a little bit about the fireworks show. We had a good show. We actually took last year, I think we had estimated 2,500 or 3,000 people, but that was just an estimate. This year we gave out wristbands, and the people that came in the back gate that we didn't give wristbands out to, we actually counted. And I think, what was our count, 20?
$22.50.
$23.50, and that's exactly how many people came in the gate.
That was a great show.
It was a good show, and it was a light year. I mean, it being in the middle of the week, and I think also it hurt us a little bit, the announcement that there wasn't going to be any fireworks in Somerville County, confused some people. So I think we had some people not show up because they thought the show was canceled. Even though that message that came out, it went on to say that that didn't apply to the Somerville County. I think a lot of people didn't listen to the whole message, and they just assumed that.
Not unusual when that happens.
We weren't having fireworks. That may have hurt us. That may have cost us a few hundred people, but still, it was a good crowd. I wish that was the size crowd we had every year, because that crowd was very manageable, and it was just about right.
And it went off well too.
And it did go off well. It was a good it was a good show, like it always is.
Are we good for next year?
Yeah, I mean, we budgeted in that budget for the same show next year.
Do you anticipate? They saw the drought coming too. I mean, they could have issued this burn ban and done something a whole lot faster than what they did. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out we're dry, it's 4th of July. In the future, would it ever impact and cancel the show? And what's our deadline with the fireworks people if the county were to enact something?
You know, I think we have to pay for that show up front. I think if they don't have it, we can probably get a rain check from them. Yeah. But we've paid for a fireworks show. Well, you know, we may just have to have it. We may have to have it on Labor Day.
Yeah,
and that'd be good.
Yeah, I mean, we could have it at a later date, but you know, it's prepaid.
Yeah.
Where are you shooting those fireworks? There's very little danger of it hitting anything where the grass would.
Yeah,
fire,
yeah. And I really don't think they'll cancel our fireworks show. I mean, I got a call from the judge Saturday morning, and let me know. He said, hey, we're fixing to cancel fireworks in Somerville County. He said, but we're not going to cancel y'all's show. I mean, that's, we want people to have fireworks available to them, and that's the safest way to have have fireworks on the 4th.
I think that's the safest way out.
Yeah. I don't, unless it's just really, really, really dry, I don't think they would even consider it. But
And we usually have this time of year, we've got that prevailing wind that blows it right across the water. Yeah. So, man, it's ideal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had a rain break for as long as I can remember. I've never heard of it.
Yeah. I mean, we've got.
Hey, in fact, I guarantee there's people in Grand Prairie comes over here to this one.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it's that good of a show.
Yeah. You know? And that's where we have it out there. It's a really good spot. I mean, unless the winds, and now they won't have it. They'll hold off on it until the winds die down. As long as the winds are over about 15 miles an hour, they'll hold off on it.
Pretty close for a while,
yeah. Yeah, we were kind of on the border the other night, but they, you know, we went ahead and pulled it off. Second thing there is water line extension update. We're finishing up with the Paluxy Estates up there. Have we chlorinated that yet? Or?
We've chlorinated it, and we like a few taps inside of the subdivision and where we finished with it, and then we've started over and reviewed the estates.
Yeah. Well, those guys, I mean, that was a tight situation over there. It's real close quarters, but those guys did a good job. They did a good job of it. Bar ditches look good. I mean, they really didn't tear up as many streets as I thought they would. But now the county's going to be able to go in there and repave that whole place. But we're pretty well done there. We've started in Ridgeview. Contractor, he didn't have his trencher available, so he was just digging with his excavator. So he went all the way down to the cul-de-sac, where there was a little bit of dirt to dig in, and they started in the cul-de-sac, and they're working their way back out to the front. To the front entrance, but they're in there.
They started all the way at the back.
Yeah. How far are they, what have we got, half a mile?
Did they put in?
Yeah.
No, sir, they put in around 1,000 feet.
About a thousand, we got about 1,000 feet in. From there, you know, we're gonna be out there probably 4 or 5 months. It's gonna, we're gonna exhaust our budget out there, this year's budget out there. When we leave there, it's kind of looking like we're gonna go to Eagle's Nest. I mean, we've got a bunch of people in Eagle's Nest interested, and I think that may be the next spot. It's kind of between Eagle's Nest or extending out Highway 67 west. We've got some customers waiting on water. You know, we here a couple of years ago, we're at that place where we had the big fire out there. Mm-hmm. People lost their well. We shot out there. It's just almost to FM 203. Is that what that is? That goes to Walnut? Yeah. We're almost to FM 203. We're needing to go about another mile to pick up some customers out there. That'll be the next, that'll be after Eagle's Nest, or maybe before Eagle's Nest if the Eagle's Nest folks don't come on board soon enough for us.
Yeah, they're building up there in Eagle's Nest too.
Yeah.
How often do you put fire hydrants when you do those?
They're every 2,000 feet.
2,000 feet. Because
The in order to get the insurance credit, your house has got to be within 1,000 feet mm-hmm. of a fire hydrant. So we put them every 2,000 feet, mm-hmm. and that makes everybody in between within 1,000 foot.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
So everybody's getting credit where we're running the lines.
How many did you put out there at Plexi?
7.
That's a pretty good kickback too from the insurance company.
Sure. Yeah, it is.
I can vouch for that.
Next item I got on here is the bank statements, list of accounts. After that is the water usage report. I think in June may be the largest amount of water that we've sold. We sold 27 million gallons. You remember yet? You don't remember selling any more than that, do you?
I think that's
last month's biggest month we've ever had. This month will probably be more than that. Likely be more than that, unless this rain slows things down a little bit.
It was pretty dry in June, no question.
Yeah.
City had a big main leak. Did that bump anything up?
Yeah, probably did bump it up some. I didn't even think about that.
Still sold it.
I didn't even think about that. But you know, the lake is right at about 3 feet low, so you know, being July, we're not in too bad a shape. As long as we get our rains in the fall, we'll be fine. Next thing is our park report. Had a big last 2 months have been big months out at the park. So far, almost halfway through the year, and we're at $38,000 in revenue. Most of it being out of county folks. I mean, you can look down through there and in just almost every category, there's three times as many out of county folks as there are in county folks. And I think we've got our rates at a point where, you know, we don't get too many complaints about the rates from the, we get a few from the locals and we get a few from the out of towners, but for the most part, everybody accepts the rates. Well, we're drawing a good crowd. I mean, the kayakers that come out here, that's a good crowd. Most of those guys are, environmentalists, and they take care of the place. They keep it clean. Same thing for the scuba divers. We're getting lots of scuba divers, and that's a pretty good crowd as well. Those guys, a lot of them, every time they come out of the water from scuba diving, they've got, you know, beer cans in their sack. They pick trash up out of the lake for us.
That's good.
But we haven't had many problems at the park. And this year, we talked about it last month in the budget process. That park will probably be the first year that it pays for itself 100% just through park revenue.
And so the next pavilion. Are y'all started? Has it been started? Or is it?
We built those three.
Oh, they're already been built.
Three of the shelters. Yeah, they went in the week before the fireworks show. That was kind of our goal, was to get Smith to have him in, and he managed to get him in, so. We've got that, you know, we talked about that stone that we were gonna put on that one. Yeah, you wanna go get it? It's just down the hall. Can you handle it?
It's heavy.
It's pretty heavy.
Hey, have you had any comments about the bus from the scuba divers? Anybody go down there and look at that?
Oh, yeah, they all go look at that bus.
I wonder if the fish are hanging out there quite a bit.
Up in there?
Yeah. Yeah, there's always fish around that thing, I think.
Where? What thing?
There's a school bus sunk out there in the lake.
Hold it up, Tom. Yeah.
Those things, we haven't got the retainer wall. We've got retainer walls on the backside of those things for people to sit on and set their stuff on, and we were going to put that in the top of one of the retainer wall right there with them boys around that, and do some kind of a ceremony.
It's nice.
You know, I'm always surprised at the number of people that don't know that we have swimming out here and activities, and you may have all the business you want, but I was just thinking, if you put a little flyer in when you send out the bill or something where people would know that it's out here, it might increase your business. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people. I didn't know you could go swimming out there.
Yeah, I know it. It's hard to believe. You know, we've had that thing open. It's been open almost 10 years now.
Yeah, I know. But
and there's every once in a while I bump into people that don't know what's up here.
I'm not suggesting we do it. I'm thinking that would be a decision you would want to make.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to, if you thought you could help the business.
That's all I've got. If y'all got any questions, I'll certainly answer them. I'm not gonna be here next month for the August meeting. There's really nothing on the agenda since we took care of the budget and the proposed tax rate. Nothing that we have to do next month.
I always found it a little dangerous, Kevin, when you had a board meeting and you weren't there. When I wasn't there.
Are we gonna have an August meeting?
A little dangerous.
No, we won't have. No, we won't have. Oh, we're not gonna. No, we're not gonna have an August meeting.
I can't remember approving that. Or
I hear a motion for dismissal.
Adjournment.
Second.
We're adjourned.
John may want to call y'all together down here.
He was thinking he was going to have to do it this morning.
John's got a good job.